How's it going, everybody? Hope your day is going pretty well. Hope the goat didn't, you know, distract you too much. Maybe you're awake now. So, this story is going to be about that one time I decided to go kayaking on the North Canadian. In the middle of, like, I don't know, I think it was like July. It was a couple of years ago. I think it would have been 2016. 15 or 16. Anyway. So, I thought of it because I was cleaning up my my apartment, and I came across a bottle that I've kept around, and I'll undoubtedly keep around, that was on me, that I had with me for this trip. It was a bottle of Captain Morgan 1671. And then this stuff's okay, alright, you know, it's not nothing special. But it definitely came in handy during the pinch. So, me and this guy, my guy I used to be friends with, named John, we're just going to call him John. When he hears this, he's going to know it's about him. So, hopefully he's doing well. Hope you're doing well, John. but so we go kayaking, and we're off. We originally, like, we planned on going spending the night. We get picked up the next day, and so we laid out a basic route of where to put in and get picked up at. And the place where we put in at was a washed out bridge. I guess that had been under construction since like I don't know, a while. For like a while, all right. The road was closed, abandoned, all sorts of shit. And there was a steep side and there was a shallow side. Well, the shallower side wasn't really that shallow. It was like a mud bank with like reeds and shit all on it. And on top of that, we had to carry all our camping gear and the kayaks in from where the road ended, and on somebody's property apparently. And so this guy had kind of basically took over all this section of road. And it was his property. We didn't know it was actually his. So we go walk along. Because that's technically, it still belonged to the county or city or whatever. There in Shawnee. And he coming up on his gator and he's like, hey, you know, talk to us. I said, what the fuck we're doing out there? And we're like, all right, well, we're just, you know, out here to go kayaking. And he looked at us like we're fucking crazy. He's like, y'all know there's snakes in there, right? And we're like, yeah. So, all right, cool. Whatever. Hop on. So he takes us out there and we put in, you know, so we set on our way down there. I don't know if John brought any fishing poles or not. I think he might have brought one. I brought two because obviously I am always overly prepared when it comes to fishing, but, you know, my camping gear is always at like a bare minimum. Like, I won't bring food. I'll bring fishing gear, but I won't bring food. Fuck that. I'll catch my own food. Yeah. Until you don't catch anything. Anyway. That happened once. That was a long weekend. So we're setting out and kind of fishing. Not really. That was the first time in a kayak, man. First time in a kayak. I decided it'd be a good idea to hop on the river. Like, fuck yeah, let's do this. It'll be fun. And, I just remember going through, man, I was kind of nervous as shit, because I couldn't get my balance really well. I started tipping to the sides and shit. I was kind of, you know, like, freaking out until I actually put my foot, like, on the rungs, or on the feet pedals. And, you know, I could balance myself out a little bit more. I was like, oh, okay, man, this ain't too bad. So I take off down the river with him, and he'd done it before, so obviously he's kind of outrunning me a bit. I'm sitting there and trying to keep up, and I don't know what possessed me to do it, but I guess eventually I put one of my poles together. I had one of my I had a Rapala. I think I actually got that. I had that Rapala for a while. It wasn't a new one. It was more like an old school one. You know, it was a barbed hook. It'd been around for a while. I remember I pulled a Rapala out of Elephant Butte Lake when I was living in New Mexico. It might have been the same one. Very likely could have been the same one. Anyway, not, I mean, if you're a fisherman, you understand what I'm talking about. If you're not, you're probably just going to be like, what the hell? But anyway, there's a reason. So, because this, I pulled this thing, I pulled this Rapala lure off of a freaking, off of a stump, right? Anyway, and like, it was horrible. But so we're going down the river and I freaking string it up. I'm trying to, you know, cast and get my shit going. And I'm, all right, well, it's not too bad. And I've, we have some flashlight shit and starts getting dark. All right, well, maybe I should put this up. So, you know, I collapsed my pole back down. Actually, no, I didn't. I think I left it out. I left it out, and I fucking, I left it out, and it was a long ways across my, my kayak, you know, so in case I needed to use it, it could be right there, right? So, we're going and going and going, and we get to some rapids. I'm kind of like, oh, shit, you know, choppy water. You know, not being very familiar with driving a fucking kayak or riding in a kayak, whatever you want to say, paddling a kayak. I'm, you know, kind of get some choppy water, and I try to redirect my kayak a certain way, and I think we end up bumping a little bit, and I hit, like, a stick or some shit that's supposed to be in the water, and I turned away, I didn't expect it. My hand went back to where, that's what it was, my hand went back to where this Rapala was on my pole, and well, I felt the barb touch my thumb, and I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to get hooked, so I jerked my hand back, like, as hard as fuck, and that treble hook just went all the way underneath my thumbnail. Like, it was not cool. I cannot explain to you the amount of pain I was in. It was ridiculous. Because I'd known it, and I just thought about it, like, it had been used. It's not fresh, so it's clean. It's not clean, it's got probably this fucking rust on it. Like, it was just fucking, it was not good. I was like, this is not good. So I'm over there fucking cussing up a storm, freaking out. John's like, what's wrong? What the fuck happened? And he freaking shines, I was like, my fucking hand. He freaking shines light on my hand. And he's like, holy shit, dude, this is not good. I was like, oh, it's not good. So we fucking, I fucking take my knife and we fucking cut it off the pole. So now I have this fucking Rapala hanging from my freaking thumb. I'm trying to row my fucking kayak to shore. And he's like, you can't go on anymore? You want to go on to the next one? I was like, fuck no, dude. This thing fucking hurts. And by then it's dark, you know? It's dark. So we fucking get to shore. I'm pulling my shit up. And we spend the next hour and a half trying to collect driftwood to start a fire, and I think I smoked then too, so I had plenty of fucking, you know, Bic fluid left. But so then we're like, okay, well, what do we do? Like, I was thinking about it, I was like, well, you can't just pull it out. It's like, fuck it, let's Google it, how to remove a fucking hook, because I've never fucking done it before, out of my own fucking flesh, all right? And luckily, because we were in the middle of freaking Shawnee, you know, I was like, you could hear some sirens and shit going on. Nobody even knew we were down there. Like, you couldn't see a building. You couldn't see hardly any lights or anything. So it was pretty legit. But at the same time, it was like, what the fuck? We were out there, but not really out there. But nobody, like, a bad shit. We got bit by a snake. We would have fucked. Anyway. So we're sitting out there and we look up on our fucking phones. Like, okay, cool. Here's what we got to do. We have to take the pliers, push it in to disengage the barb, and rotate it back out almost deeper than it was. So I'm over there like, well, what the fuck? And John was like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? I said, all right, well, look, I just had him hold my hand still. We got a fire going and shit. You know, it took about an hour and a half to get this shit going. Well, that's where that bottle came in, too, because I started drinking the fuck out of that bottle. And we about killed the bottle in one night. It was nice. But it was, you know, definitely came in clutch. So we're sitting there, and he just holds my hand still. Like, I was like, hold it, you know. And he's like, all right, cool, you know, I have to take the needle nose pliers. grab a hold of that hook. I was thinking, I was like, man, like, I can't hook myself with the rest of these barbs. I can't, you know, so we're like angled it perfectly to where the barbs and shit were all away and, out of the way from the other hook, the other treble hook. We fucking gripped it. I fucking yanked that motherfucker in, down, and twisted it out. And I was like, holy fuck, man. I went for a walk. I was like, fuck this. I'm out. And, I mean, it fucking hurt. I was bleeding everywhere. It was miserable. And you could see, through my nail, like, where the fucking hook was and shit. It was disgusting. So it was that. We finished the rest of the night, like, fucking drinking and shit. And fucking, we fish too. So what else are we gonna do? Caught some little catfish. We brought some food, a lot of alcohol. Then what happened was, we fucking passed out. I remember the next morning, it was so freaking nice. Oh yeah, that's what it was. We found, I remember something happened. That's what happened. We found tracks. We found badger tracks. And, man, it was kind of sketchy because it was a big fucking badger, dude. And I remember following the tracks to this hole. And we were all kind of like, oh, man, all these badger tracks went to this one hole. Well, it's nighttime. You can't see shit. So we walk up on this fucking hole. And just find out it's a piece of freaking driftwood that has been sitting down in a hole that had been, like, hollowed out by freaking water or whatever over the last few months in the sandbank. Like, almost like a catfish hole, I guess, kind of like a shallow area around a log. Anyway, so it was kind of, okay, well, whatever. It wasn't an actual hole there, so it's all good. Next morning, we went... Got our shit together and left and went further downriver. I remember crossing this. We crossed an old train bridge. I don't think it was even used anymore. And it had all sorts of sticks and shit stuffed up underneath it from when the water level would rise up and would push all the drift logs and shit under there. I mean, there's some nasty big ass logs underneath this train trestle. And it was kind of really interesting. It was kind of scary at the same time because it was like, man, like you get fucking caught in the river on a fucking bad day, like, yeah, you get shoved up in there, you know, like it was not a good feeling, you know, to think about that because that's, yeah, I don't know, man, it's like right there. It's like, how would you get out from that? How would you do that? Like, holy fuck, dude. So we kept on. We crossed over this little, it was almost like a dam, like a drift log, driftwood dam, but there was an old, a bridge was there too that was out. It was much older than the other one we crossed. It was just the pillars, just the concrete pillars, the old stone pillars. And we crossed down into this little area where it was deep. You couldn't stick your paddle down in the water to get to the bottom, and it was right in the morning, so it was probably about 8:30 or 9, I guess, you know, the sun was decent coming up decently, might have been a little bit earlier, man, these fish were jumping everywhere, like, birds were singing, it was really, like, awesome, because it was like, man, like, how could we have, you know, you look around the sides, like, man, you'd love to camp there and just fish the area. But it was all, you know, grown up with grass and fucking trees that had been pushed through and all sorts of shit. You know, you wouldn't necessarily want to spend the night there and get bit by a snake. But, I mean, fuck it, it might be worth it. So we go down a little bit further. Now the river kind of widened out a little bit. Then we see like a real sandy spot. We're looking at it like, man, it looked like there was a canal or something there. And when we paddled over closer, we found there's this stream I guess at one point it might have been a canal, but I'm pretty sure it was a pretty steady, constant stream that flowed out from behind the sand berm. And well, all right, well, hey, dude, this looks like a pretty cool area. Let's go check it out. And you almost couldn't, the sand berm was so shallow, you were sliding, or the bottoms of our kayaks were sliding over the sand. You know, it was just barely kind of making it through. There was a nice sandy spot there with grass and shit, almost like it had never been touched by a flood or anything else. It was very interesting, which I'm sure it had, just the way it looked. And so we go back in there, man, and I mean, I've been in some snaky parts, like, of different rivers and creeks and all sorts of shit, but this shit, man, made you suck cotton. Like, it was like, what the fuck? There was old nasty logs, like, partially submerged in the water that were still, like, connected to the bank. And there was downed trees. There's all sorts of shit back in there. And the one thing that I remember most was the amount of snakes that I saw was fucking ridiculous. And I was like, this is, like, not cool, you know? And I was like, well, you know what, fuck it. If I'm here, I'm going to stay in the middle. I'm not going to go way in the back. Cause this thing went, man. I mean, it kind of went and it curved, like, and there was a lot of logs and shit down there. I didn't necessarily want to keep going down it, you know? So I went maybe, I want to say about 20, 30 yards into it, not much further. But I could cast down the middle of it once, so I started casting, and the fucking snake started to follow my fucking Rapala. So I kind of got upset, and I was like, you know, this is fucking ridiculous, this isn't cool. And John was like, yeah, well, you know, they're more scared of you than they are, you know, than you are of it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, seriously, like, I don't fucking like snakes, man, like, fuck that. There's, I mean, yeah, it's all fun and games until one gets in your fucking kayak. And then, yeah, who's the bitch now? Me. That's who. I don't even want to go there. It fucking gives me the creeps. But anyway, so I didn't catch anything. That was another thing about that. I was fishing with all sorts of shit. And not all sorts of shit. I was fishing with that same Rapala. I didn't want to change it. Figured it fucking stuck me in the finger for a reason. Didn't catch a single fish the whole time. Didn't really do a lot of fishing, honestly. That was like the only time I really cast. It was in the area for maybe about an hour, and then the rest of that, we booked it, because I guess somebody forgot to tell me that they had work at fucking 3 o'clock or some shit, some bullshit, so we had to hustle all the way back. It's kind of ridiculous, but it was okay, you know, it happens. I just kind of wish I had more time to fish it. But yeah, there's that, and we finally we got out at a point, and down there, almost on your way to, like, you're going to Seminole. I forgot what highway that is. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, it was just a hell of a time, man. Very, very interesting, very painful. Yeah, it's definitely a fucking hoot. But it's, I forgot about that really until the day I decided to talk about it. But there was a different time. I actually did. I bought a kayak here recently. It was a decent one. It was like one of those sit on top kayaks, you know. I got it from some people off Facebook Marketplace. I was like, yeah, sure, why not? You know. So I go out and try it. My dad has a kayak now, so we're out there trying to go kayaking and shit out there to Twin Lakes. I hop in this kayak and I realize that my freaking legs are too long for this youth-sized kayak, and that my fat ass is about to fucking sink the damn thing. So I kind of got discouraged, and I was like, you know, like, yeah, it was ridiculous, man. And then, okay, to top it all off, all right, I was sitting there, we were paddling around, and made our way back to the bank. And there was the cutest lab puppy that was sitting on the bank just watching us with its head cocked, you know, completely. It's like, oh, these guys are cool. You know, I want to play. So, all right, you know, come here, boy. So he, you know, comes fucking gallivanting out there and fucking, you know, like, damn near jumps in my kayak. I'm like, okay, hey, relax, you know, chill. You know, so he's freaking happy to be in the water. He's smiling. He's freaking having a good time. We get closer and closer to the bank. And I pet him. He's like, he's just like the best dog. He doesn't have a collar. So I'm over here like, man, you know, maybe I can get a pet. You know, this would be cool. I'm getting all my hopes up and shit. He goes over and plays with my dad a little bit. And then he comes back to me. I'm like, oh, man, all right, cool. You know, puppy, yada, yada, yada. This is the sweetest dog. I had, like, I was going to buy him all sorts of chew toys, all sorts of shit, man. I was starting to pick out types of dog food I wanted to get him. You know, this is just the cutest fucking dog. I'm pulling my kayak out of the water, and I look up, and old Fido is standing over my flip-flops. And I was like, oh, come here, boy. And he looks at me and cocks his head, and I was like, oh, come here. And he reaches down and picks up both of my flip-flops perfectly in one bite and looks at me. I was like, oh, no, this isn't cool. Come here, boy. Let's go. Come here. And he takes off running across the road. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I mean, this isn't just, like, right across the road. It's, like, 100 yards up the hill, then fucking, you know, further across the road. I'm like, this is not fucking good. So I fucking pull my kayak in. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, I can go across the road and freaking see what's up. So, you know, I walk, and I go up to the road, and he's over there in the yard just sitting down looking at me. I'm like, hey, come here, boy. And he freaking looks at me, tosses the freaking flip-flops up, and looks at me again like, what are you going to do about it? And starts chewing on the fucking flip-flops. I was like, are you fucking serious? Asshole. But, you know, it's okay. It's whatever. You know? So I got my shit together. My fucking youth-sized fucking kayak. It's way too fucking small for my fat ass. And, yeah, took my happy ass home. Anyway, pretty much the summary of my kayaking adventures, besides being at Tahlequah. And, you know, that's a whole different fucking ordeal. But, anyway, I guess for tonight, it should be good. A little bit of entertainment. But, yeah. Hey, I hope you all have a good day. You know, give me some feedback. I'm just starting on this and I have to start getting more people involved slowly but surely. Let's need a little bit more material first. Alright. Later.